Oh my God, it's 1930 UTC. Hello. My name is Tobe. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that starts right now at 1930 UTC. That's when it always starts. That's when we're starting it. I am standing here in my office right now, listening to Pippa do a little bit of yang, yang, yang outside my door. So we're going to have to grab everything here, including the giant cup of tea, which is hot, fresh, and full. We'll walk out the door here. Oh, and here's a kitty sitting right here. Hi, Pippa. What are you doing? You look like a big furry lump. Oh, you're a lump kitty. You got the fluffy lumps. All right, we'll walk over here into this room. Oh, I do like to sit around in this room. It's cold in here today. Jeez. Seriously? It's this cold? How cold is it? I don't even know. It's not even 60 degrees in this room, that's for certain. So let's sit down here, and oh, here's Peppa right over there, a meter and a half away. She's looking at the blankets. Okay, let's get the blankie ready for kitties. Oh, we gotta get the blankie ready for some cats around here. Okay. Ow. Ow. Okay. Spreading the blanket out. Getting the blankie ready. Okay, we've got one blankie ready for a kitty. Oh my God. And as soon as she heard that, she spent a few seconds clawing at the carpet, and then she ran out the door and up the stairs. Okay. Oh my God, whatever. Kitty business. Kitty business. I need some of this tea. I hope it's not too hot to drink. Oh, no, it's pretty good. Oh, good tea. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, more of that. See, here's the deal. This morning, when I was making tea, I did it a little bit differently. Why did I do this? It doesn't matter why. But what I ended up doing is I put the pan on the stove, and instead of putting it on maximum heat, I put it on this other level. The level that I use for simmer when I'm making other food. And so I did this just because I thought, okay, while the water's getting ready, I'm going to go down and answer a few emails. So I did this, and after I got done with all my email, I went back upstairs into the kitchen, and there was the water simmering away. Not a full rolling boil. Just a little teeny tiny little almost boil. So I killed the heat. And that's when I measured out the sugar. And then I can hear my cat yanging up in the kitchen. She wants to go outside. It's too cold. It's snowy. Blah, blah, blah. Anywho. So the water was a little bit cooler when I made the tea. Then I let it steep for 10 minutes. And I know what you're thinking. 10 minutes? My God, Tobe. That's a long time. Well, it's a lot of tea. And it's, you know, junk tea to begin with. So anywho, I ended up making tea with slightly cooler water, which I've been doing a little bit in the last few days. And now, this is great, because now the tea, once it's done steeping, is at a temperature where it's drinkable. And it does taste better. Yeah, that's good. It doesn't have
It doesn't have that funny edge. Oh, this is so good. I cannot I cannot begin to describe. Other than to say delicious. Delicious, delicious. All right. What's on today's agenda? What is our dubious goal for today? Well, there is the issue with my pants. My pants are coming apart. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, I'll just sew them back together. Yeah, well, I have been. I have been for a long time. And now these pants are starting to give away. And I've had, at first they started to sort of separate at the seam. They did that a couple times, and I fixed that a couple times. Then it's the wear started to migrate off to the side, and I fixed that a little bit. And now we're getting to the point, well, actually we have gotten to the point where this can no longer be fixed. And am I disappointed? Am I depressed? Well, at first I kind of was, because it seems like I didn't. It seems like I bought these very recently and I haven't gotten my money's worth, etc., etc. But that's not true. I bought these pants and two other pairs quite some time ago, and they were very cheap, like less than $10. So I can't expect them to last forever. Now, when I say my pants, these are some sweatpants. These are just some cheap sweatpants from a discount store. And I wear these around the house. I refer to these sometimes as my house pants. I do not go out in public wearing sweatpants. Just because, I don't know, that's just a me thing. Everybody else in the world walks around in public in sweatpants, but for some reason I don't. Which is kind of odd, considering some of the other things that I wear in public. I just won't wear sweatpants outside. I don't know why. You know, I'll wear them if I'm, you know, walking out into my front yard or backyard to do something, you know, but you know, it's not like I go to the store in my sweatpants. I always got to change my clothes if I'm going to the store. Then when I get back from the store, I got to change my clothes back, right? Because, you know, welcome to lifestyle. So these pants, I don't know how much how much longer they're going to last. They might last through the rest of the winter, but we don't have a whole hell of a lot of that left, do we? No, we don't. And like I said, I do have two other pairs. Now, here's the weird part. I've only been wearing one of those pairs. So when this pair is in the laundry, I wear the other one and vice versa. Just, you know, sort of swap these back and forth. And the other pair, now is this my blue pair or is this the black pair? I think this is the blue pair. The black pair isn't in all that great a shape either, but it's in better shape than this pair. And as I mentioned, I do have a third pair. We better check for those right now. Let's get up. Okay. And they should be right over here. We'll go into the laundry room here. And I believe they are in this bag. There's a plastic bag here. Should I check? Do I need to double check? I thought they were light gray. No, these are kind of like dark gray. Yeah. So I have a pair of sweatpants to replace these once these wear out. And these haven't even been worn yet. And I've had them for years. It's just what I do. I'm going to close this door so as not to let in any cold drafts. Speaking of cold, how cold is it? Ooh, ah, as he sits back down, his knee pops and his hip pops. Pop, 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 pop. It kind of sounds like fireworks from a long distance away. fireworks on the horizon. And guess what I have on TV right now? Ooh, one of the Twilight movies, that's right. Oh, look, there's Bella. Oh, she's gazing longingly into Cedric Diggory's eyes. Oh, you're the best Quidditch player in all of Gryffindor. Why am I watching this? Which one is this? Oh, yeah, this is The Twilight Saga, New Moon. Oh, which team are you on? Are you on Team Edward or Team Shark Boy? Team Taylor Lautner. Taylor Lautner. You kind of got to feel bad for the guy just because he went from being Shark Boy to being Wolf Boy. What kind of animal boy is he going to be next? Nothing. He's done. His run in Hollywood is over. I kind of feel bad for him. In case you didn't know, he started off his career in the Robert Rodriguez movie Shark Boy and Lava Girl. And he played the titular Shark Boy, where he was half boy and half shark. Yeah. He grew up a little bit and was cast as Wolf Boy, half boy, half wolf, in the Twilight series with Bella Swan. Ugh. I hate it when the names are too obvious. You know, of course, as you know, in movies, plays, books, in all media, authors like to give their characters meaningful names, or names that mean something that might reflect their character. Bella Swan. God almighty. It's just a little too obvious. Yes, I realize that this franchise is for preteen girls who probably haven't had a lot of education yet. But come on, that's just terrible. So as we flip over to the Weather Channel, I can hear my cat yanging upstairs. What are you doing? If you want to do kitty stuff, come downstairs. Something's going thump, thump. She's knocking stuff around up there. All right, so here's what I wanted to see. It is 10 degrees. 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And it looks like, well, at least it's not going to snow anymore today. And it's going to get down to 5 degrees overnight. Warming up to about 15 degrees tomorrow. Remember like 2 weeks ago when we had that summer day? Yeah, it's crazy. Snowed yesterday. The snow removal guys came. Oh, man. And I'm kind of tired right now. How can I be tired? Actually, I had a weird morning. I woke up at like 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. Good Lord, who gets up at 10 o'clock in the morning? That's just weird. And I thought, okay, I'll go back to sleep. But I didn't really go back to sleep. I just sort of laid here going, oh, that's what I did. And I did that for about another hour and a half. Oh, because that's just what I do. Yeah. I do that and I play with interesting toys. Like I did yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show, I was playing with my new Gundam on one of my wargaming tables, where everything was out of scale, but, you know, that was kind of okay, because I was still having fun. Maybe I'll do a little bit of that today. Maybe I'll go to the store and buy some more of those little Gundam. Because, you know, now that I've got the main bad guy, now that I've got Char Zaku, 3 times faster than the standard Zaku, maybe I should get a couple of good guy Gundams, and then I could, you know, actually create a game, and we could actually fight them. Oh, but who would I play against? Nobody. So I'd have to play against my cat. She doesn't get it. Nah, I don't know. But then again, maybe I should buy one of those Haro models, and I watched some stuff about Haro models on YouTube last night, and I thought, yeah, I gotta Probably should buy one of those. Probably I should. And now my brain's going blank. And remember the other day when I was unboxing this Gundam? And I said, oh, it's just like the size of a Gachapon toy. Gachapon. You know how much I love Gachapon. But, you know, at this price, I think, you know, like pretty much the highest price Gachapon is only like 500 yen, which is the equivalent of about $5. It's, you know, it's really more like 450 or something like that. But the retail of these Gundams, it's like $7, so... But anyway, I had Gachapon. Gachapon! I'm going to make a song about Gachapon. 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 And I'm going to go record the sound of the Gacha. I'm going to go play with Gachapon right now. Anyway, so last night I'm thinking, oh, what do I feel like watching on TV today? Tonight. And I thought, oh... This is interesting. I'll watch this Begin Japanology show. This is the show that I've been watching from NHK. This is a really great show. Uh-oh, Thundercat. The cat's running around upstairs tearing things up. I can hear it. Sounds like rolling thunder. Running around. Kitty's got the zoomies. So anyway, I was thinking, okay, what do I want to watch? Oh, I think I'll watch some Begin Japanology. And so I was going through the selection of all the shows I could watch, seen most of them. Uh-oh, here's Pippa. Okay, she's going into the bathroom. Push the door. I closed the door. Push. She's staring at the door. You know how to do it. Just put your head onto it and push. Yeah, bruff to you too, bruff. You gonna go through the door or not? Anyway. So I'm looking for a Begin Japanology episode that I haven't seen yet, and I come across one. And what is it? Gachapon. It says, NHK, Begin Japanology, Gachapon. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I started watching it, and the host is annoying because he's sort of a conservative British idiot. And he's like, oh, I just don't understand it. And that's because you're... Dude, you're not cool. Of course you don't understand Gachapon. And so he runs into the other guy who hosts the parts of the show, and he's like, oh, here you are in a Gachapon store. Da-da-da-da-da. Gotcha. And so then the young guy is trying to explain it to the old guy, and the old guy's like, oh, because he's an idiot and not cool and probably belongs to AARP. Wait. He probably doesn't because he's British. And so anyway, there's a half an hour episode of Gachapon, and they go to this guy's house. His name is Wacky. Wacky, what was his name? Wacky Hayaki? Whatever. And this guy's like a huge Gachapon toy collector, and he's got all this cool stuff. It goes all the way back to the 70s and na-na-na-na-na. And they try to convince the old guy that the Gacha are cool, but... Maybe he doesn't get it. Maybe he finally got it towards the end. Who knows? Who knows? So now I've got that Gachapon desire. I need to go to Japan with about 1,100 yen coins just so I can just pump them into Gachapon machines. Gachapon. Gachapon. I love Gachapon. I'm dreaming of a day when I can go to Japan, spend a lot of money in Gachapon machines, and find Godzilla toys. They got to exist. I mean, come on, it's Japan. They love Gachapon, they love Godzilla. Somebody is eventually going to figure out, oh, I have an idea. Let's put Godzilla kaiju in Gachapon. Yeah, good idea, duh. That's what I want, because I want a little Godzilla. What I really want, you know, is a giant one that I can put in my house. That would be expensive. I kind of want one of those big models too. Every couple of years, whenever there's a new Godzilla, you know, they come out with the Godzilla toys, and there's these ones that are about 18 inches or, you know, about 60 centimeters high, right? And they're huge. God, I want one. But, you know, I'm willing to settle for something small. You know, if I could get a 2-inch tall Godzilla that was, you know, detailed well, painted well, quality stuff, I would want a bunch of those. Plus, I would also need a King Ghidorah. I would need a Mecha Godzilla. You know, maybe a Mothra. Maybe a Rodan. Maybe a couple of other of the guys. Maybe a Megalon. You know, you're going to have some bad guys, if you're right. So, I think King Ghidorah. I mean, if you're going to have the iconic Godzilla bad guy, I would either want King Ghidorah or Mecha Godzilla, I think. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned AARP, because now I need to go on another AARP rant. Recently, there's been a AARP commercial popping up all the time for me. I've been seeing it a lot. And it starts off with like a close-up of a calendar. Perhaps you have seen this. And I want to put this into your head just so you can watch this commercial again to look for what I'm about to tell you. Perhaps you have seen this commercial. They show a picture of a calendar. It's got a few things written on it. There's some stickers on it. And they say something like, November 17th is National Take a Hike Day. And at AARP, we want you to be healthy and take hikes and blah, blah, blah. Okay, right? You've probably seen this. In those first few seconds of the commercial, they show the calendar. It's the month of November. And on, you know, November 17th, it says National Take a Hike Day. And they say, November 17th is National Take a Hike Day. All right. Well, if you look closely at the calendar, you're going to spot one glaring mistake. And this glaring mistake is my new excuse for not joining AARP. Because I believe that AARP is a bunch of idiots. I think it's run by incredibly stupid people who are just out to make a buck off of other incredibly stupid people who fall for this gag. What's the trick? Oh, you're gonna get stuff. You know, you need to join AARP because somehow that benefits you. No, it does not benefit you in any way. How do I know that people running AARP are a bunch of idiots? How do I know that they're a bunch of stupid melon farmers who probably don't have junior high school level educations? They probably don't even have sixth grade type educations. Well, I have evidence, and the evidence is in this commercial. Next time you see this commercial, you know, where they tell you November 17th is National Take a Hike Day, take a look at that calendar. That calendar of November. Take a close look. See any problems with it? I'll give you a hint. Because you gotta look fast. Let me put it to you this way. What other holiday besides National Take a Hike Day takes place in November? Just choose any. Pick any holiday. Oh, did you think, oh, Thanksgiving? You're right. Thanksgiving does happen in November. And when does it happen? Is it one of those holidays that's always on a certain date? Like Christmas is always on December 25th? No. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that's, the date can change, but it's always on a certain day. What day is it on? What day of the week is Thanksgiving? I bet you know this. I bet you have an education. I bet you went to first grade. Did you go to first grade? Yes, you did. And that's why you know that Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday. Do you think AARP is smart enough to know that? Well, if you said yes, you would be completely wrong. Absolutely wrong. When that commercial comes up, you take a close look. Because you can see it. It's as clear as day. They have Thanksgiving on a Wednesday. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up just to, you know, help my case proving that AARP is a bunch of dumbasses. Look at the commercial. It's right there. On their calendar, you know, the one that is very importantly telling us that November 17th is National Take a Hike Day, they have Thanksgiving falling on a Wednesday. Good job, AARP. You stupid idiots. You do not even have first graders know this. Well, maybe not first graders, because first graders these days are idiots. But come on. Come on. You know, by the time you're 13, 14, 15 years old, you should probably have realized that Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday. And this is the basis of one of my other jokes. Whenever, you know, the topic of Thursday comes up, I go, what day does it fall on? Does that fall on a Thursday this year? Okay, that's, I say that as a joke. But, yeah, apparently there are people in real life who don't know that Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, and apparently they work for AARP. This is why you should not join AARP. You might catch their stupidity. You might instantly become dumb. Dumber than the stumps. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to not get Thanksgiving on a Thursday on your calendar for your commercial? And there it is, blown up big on the screen for everybody to see. And so, you know, if you don't know that Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday, how am I supposed to, one, believe that November 17th is National Take a Hike Day? You know, how am I supposed to believe, oh, kitty poops, how am I supposed to believe that you're going to somehow do something for me if I join your stupid club? Yeah, we got some kitty pips. Oh, yes, right at the end of the show. And that's what I think of AARP. I let my cat poop on AARP. Because that's what they're worth. That's what AARP is worth. They are worth one cat poop. Oh, AARP. I wish I could be dumber. I really wish I could, but I don't know. It would probably require getting hit in the head with a 9-pound sledgehammer. Oh, I can't lose enough brain cells. I could probably do heroin for a year, and I wouldn't lose enough brain cells to be dumb enough to join AARP, or to even think that Thanksgiving falls on a Wednesday. Look for that commercial. Oh, remember what I told you. Who am I? You might ask. My name's Tobe. I'm the guy who ain't joining AARP because I have an IQ over 80. And I also am the host of a show called the Dubious Goals Committee. That's this one. And it airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Ow, there goes the cat running into me and all my stuff. I gotta go scoop poop out of the box, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.